They attacked us, so we attacked them. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The U.S. launches airstrikes in Syria hours after militants backed by Iran flew a drone into a U.S. outpost there,
which killed a U.S. contractor and wounded five troops. The U.S. counterattack reportedly left an unconfirmed number of people killed. That Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says are people who engage in attacks against U.S. forces and who are loyal to Iran's regime and Revolutionary Guard.
That's Fox's Evan Brown. President Biden's north of the border, visiting Canada with a focus on migrants crossing that border, planning to announce an agreement. Anyone stopped trying to go into Canada or the U.S. illegally will be returned.
Now, the surge at the U.S.-Canadian border isn't as intense as it is on the U.S. southern border, but U.S. Customs and Border Protection says there has been a recent dramatic increase. There were about 27,000 migrant encounters in fiscal year 2021. In 2022, that number went to over 109,000.
Fox's Jill Nato. The New York City grand jury investigating former President Trump is not expected to meet today as it considers indicting him over his repayment of hush money. An ex-Trump lawyer paid a porn star to keep an alleged affair quiet. The former president wrote on social media no crime was committed and warned of potential death and destruction if there is what he calls a false charge. Another Capitol rioter sent to prison. Riley June Williams got 3 years among those who got into the House Speaker Pelosi's office January 6, 2021.
She physically pushed against officers and threw water bottles at them, calling them traitors. The judge called her actions utterly reprehensible during sentencing. Williams told the judge she is now embarrassed watching videos of her behavior, admitting she'd been addicted to the internet.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal is back to class today for students in Los Angeles public schools after a three-day strike. School staffers demand 30% pay raises. LA Mayor Karen Brass.
Both sides are right. The question is, what can actually be afforded?
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
America's listening to Fox News. There's a House vote today on what Republicans call a parents' bill of rights.
The parents' bill of rights is calling for moms and dads to have access to the material taught to their kids, the ability to voice their concerns to education officials, see school budgets, protect their children's privacy, and get updates on any violence happening at school. The push for more parental oversight in public schools comes after several school districts across the country exposed kids to graphic books with LGBTQ content, gender expression, and even critical race theory. But even with parents demanding more transparency, Democrats are claiming this bill will lead to censored learning.
That's Fox's Brooke Singman, who reports the bill is expected to go nowhere in the Senate. TikTok CEO spent hours testifying at the House.
Our app is a place where people can be creative and curious.
But showed the CEO Chu faced a barrage of questions from lawmakers from both parties who did not believe his insistence that despite being owned by a company in China, the Chinese government has no influence or access to American users' data on TikTok. Republican Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rogers told Chu the app should be banned.
TikTok collects nearly every data point imaginable. TikTok surveils us all. And the Chinese Communist Party is able to use this as a tool to manipulate America.
A sell-off is brewing on Wall Street. Dow futures have been down hundreds of points. There was more March Madness last night.
Walker for the lead. Here comes Campbell. The other way. Stripped of the ball.
All that with about 10 seconds left, and Gonzaga held on to beat UCLA on CBS 79-76 to advance to the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament Elite Eight. Kansas State beat Michigan State. Connecticut topped Arkansas. Florida Atlantic beat Tennessee. They also advanced to the Elite Eight. Four more games tonight. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.